Yavam is Perk Bay's Mishnah Yud. Hachacham she'asar se'isha b'neder al bala. A chacham that assered a woman through a nether on her husband, which basically means a woman, let's say, makes a nether that she won't have any benefit from her husband. And then she goes to a chacham to be matter the nether. We're going to soon see that this is specifically a chacham, a real bucky that could be matter by himself without other chachamim with him. He's a big Talmud chacham. And normally what the chacham will do is he'll find like a reason that had she known something, she never would have made the nether to begin with. And he can't find any reason. This chacham should not marry her if she now goes and gets divorced, because if she can't have any benefit from her husband, she's going to need to divorce him. So if she does divorce him, this chacham can't marry her. However, if one of the people of Beis Din were with others, in other words, he was participating, but he wasn't just alone like this chacham when he was matar nether, he participated in a different process that dissolved her marriage, like miyun. Miyun is done when a yisoma relinquishes her derabbanan marriage when she was a ketana, when she's a little girl. It's done in front of Beis Din. So if one of the people of Beis Din wants to remarry her, or let's say a woman falls to yibum, and the brother that's alive does chalitza in front of Beis Din, and one of the people of Beis Din, it's not just one person now, it's more than one, wants to remarry her, yisa'ena. Here, he can marry her. In both cases, any of the people of Beis Din. Because when you're together with other people, we don't assume that he's doing this in order to marry her. B'pnei shehu Beis Din, like the Mishnah says, he's not doing it by himself, he's doing it with Beis Din. So we're not choshen on them. But like we said, the first case, that's a mumcha, and it could be done with one person, and there we're choshen, because it's only one person. V'kulan shal hayu lahem nashim, and all these cases, even the person that's bringing the get from the previous Mishnah, or the chacham, or a person that's giving testimony that a woman's husband died, shal hayu lahem nashim, that they had wives, they had other wives, the time that they gave this testimony, or that they made her leave her husband, if it was the case of a neder, v'mesu, and then their wives died after the fact, mutarsli nasalahem. They're now mutter to marry this woman, because since they were married at the time that we may be concerned that they're doing it for ulterior motives, since they're married, we don't assume that they did it for ulterior motives. V'kulan shenisu la'acherim. In all these cases, if the woman would go and marry someone else after any of these people were the cause for her to separate, in other words, let's say a guy came from overseas and said that her husband died, and now the woman went and remarried somebody else, v'nisgarshu oshenis almanu, and then she got divorced from the second husband, or the second husband died, mutarsli nasilahem. Now she can go and marry the guy that gave the testimony, because there's no chshad anymore. Because to assume that they had this whole plan, that she would go and marry somebody else, and then get divorced to that other guy, and then finally go to this guy that's planning this whole thing out, that doesn't really, we're not really chashish for that. V'kulan mutaros levneim ola acheihen. In all these cases, although it's aser for these people to marry this woman, their sons and their brothers are mutter. Because a person won't do this, he's not going to sin for his son or his brother. When it comes to his own Yetzirah, that's a whole different story. But for a relative, he's not going to do that. And the Rab brings out, all these cases, if he would go and marry her, where we said he can't, we never dissolve the marriage, we never force them out, except the Eishes Ish. Like we've said, and only specifically when they're Edim, and it's very clear, then we separate them. However, if there's just a very strong rumor about the Eishes Ish, but it's more than just a rumor, people saw her, you know, near the bed, it's kind of obvious, but it's not Mamish Edis, there we don't force her to separate from the person that she has rumors with if he would go and marry her. Unless there's like a continuous call that people are constantly talking about it, then we force them to separate it, unless they have children. Because if they have children, as long as there's no Edim, we never separate them. Because if there's children, we don't want the word to go out that the children are mamzerim.